Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Kleiman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ed Kleiman. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Rocco moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. York goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to third. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Kleiman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman strikes out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Orris Hockett pinch hits for Ray Mack. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover is hit by the pitch. Outlaw moves to third. Swift moves to second. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw scores. Swift moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Swift scores. Hoover moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Peters fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Swift reaches second base with a double. Outlaw moves to third. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The slide. Rosar applies the tag. Outlaw is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gentry hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.